T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's 8:38. This is News Radio KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. I'm Larry Richard. Kevin Babel enjoying his birthday off. And every Friday at this time, we check in with our lead man, our high school football game of the week, with Dan Zangrilli. Dano, good morning.
You know, I missed that in the covered holidays. The Kevin Battle birthday is a day off, a celebratory day, apparently. Yeah, but, apparently. Hey, thanks for having me along there, Larry. Appreciate you putting in that yeoman's work, as you always do, bud.
Well, we got a programming note for folks who are going to senior night at Woodland Hills due to the issues that they've had this week. Multiple fights on Wednesday and critical threats. They're on remote learning today as they were yesterday. Just a heads up, there are limited accessibilities for fans tonight at the Woodland Hills game with Greater Latrobe. Meanwhile, our game of the week, this is a great one. Bob Pelko is an unbelievable coach, has been for a long time, and he's got the Mount Lebanon Blue Devils playing phenomenal football, and it's Seneca Valley.
You know, it's amazing to me that the Mount Lebanon Blue Devils, Larry, have not won a WPIAL title since 2000. Can you believe that? You would think a school of that size, with the pool that they have to draw from, and some really good years that they've had, that they haven't won a WPIAL crown in essentially 21 years. That could potentially change here. After we saw what Mount Lebanon did earlier this year, a couple of weeks ago, against Central Catholic, essentially manhandled them, took care of them. They're unbeaten. And I want to see if Seneca Valley could perhaps knock them off their perch. That would really throw things in the 6A classification into a tizzy. Then you're looking at potentially three-way ties. Seneca Valley, their season's still not over by any stretch of the imagination. They've got a puncher's chance to win this conference, but they are up against the Blue Devils tonight in a must-win scenario. So their margin for error is very, very thin. But when you look at what Palco's done, this is year three for him at Mount Lebanon. It's truly remarkable. He's reinvigorated after he essentially retires from West Allegheny and comes over and completely overhauls the culture. If anybody does not believe in any walk of life that culture matters in a workplace, or in this case, a varsity football program, just point to Bob Pelko and all of his WPIAL titles and what he is doing at Mount Lebanon, where, you know, these opportunities to win WPIAL championships apparently come around once every 20 years. It's remarkable what he's done. It's remarkable where Mount Lebanon is. But as far as tonight's game, let's see if they can get past Seneca Valley. I think they can. They would clearly be the favorites if we were putting, lines and odds on this thing. Mount Lebanon would be the clear-cut favorite. However, Seneca Valley, they've got some of those old Pine Richland coaches and a new modern offense there, and they always, always, always hit hard under Ron Butchley, their head coach. So Seneca Valley, I think, is going to give Mount Lebanon their money's worth tonight.
We're with Dan Zangrilli. Dan, for the casual fan, how many weeks left for the regular season before those playoffs begin?
So this is the penultimate regular season game. We have one more next week, and then the postseason begins. So it's here before you know it, and it's gone before you know it. However, the playoffs, they can be long, and they're essentially a month worth of postseason by the time you go first round, quarterfinals, semifinals, to the championship game. in the 1-5 classifications. 6A is a little bit different. They have one less week because some fewer schools. But, yeah, one more regular season game, Larry. That's next week. And then we're on to the, as they like to say, the highway to Heinz.
Yeah, it's going to be really so much different than it was last year for all the obvious reasons. How are the crowds at these Friday Night Lights, especially for the game of the week?
As good as I've seen in my 20 years of doing this. And, you know, all of the talk of, you know, football participation being down and perhaps a lack of interest with the student body in going to these events. You know, there's so many other distractions that kids these days have. And while we are at the marquee game, you know, so much is at stake, you know, some of the bigger districts. I mean, so there's a lot of hype for the games that we're going to. However, the atmospheres have been electric. 5, 6, 7, as many as 10,000 people that we've seen at these games. I would imagine all the communities, the lion's share of the folks there. It's a big time event. And the juice in the stadium is about as amped up as I've seen it in a long, long time. And that's probably part and parcel because of COVID. It's probably in part because of, you know, the game and the magnitude of what's at stake. But I really believe that we are on an upswing for Friday Night Lights, and it's getting back to those glory days of those electric and unbelievable crowds that we would hear about 80s, 90s, or early 2000s. I think we're back, Larry.
Well, let's be honest. People just want to get out of the house. In fact, my wife's told me to get out a bunch of times. But seriously, it's like we're living in two different worlds, Dan. You have this world where we want to get back to normal as possible. And then you do have to deal with the realities of COVID. And I haven't heard much of an effect that COVID has had on high school football this year. There have been some games, though, right?
You'll get one or two games that are canceled every week, sometimes a few more. And what it's really done, and unfortunately, it's really hit the smaller schools with the smaller roster sizes because, you know, there are some schools, and I'm talking about how everything is booming and robust in the high school space right now. Well, there still are some schools and districts that are dealing with some participation issues, some very limited roster sizes. We've had some forfeitures of games, not only because of COVID, but because of just regular injuries, because of attrition, and you don't have enough players to safely play. And that again, is just not on the pandemic front. So when you do have a situation where COVID creeps up and maybe it impacts 3 to 4 players, for some of the smaller schools, that could mean the difference between being able to play and suit up on Friday safely. And by that, I mean having enough players in depth to fill out a roster than just, you know, the COVID concerns. So it still is here. It's still tapping us on our shoulder, and it still has an impact every single week. We're just not seeing that perhaps at some of the bigger levels of you know, the 5A, 6A level. It's more so 1, 2, 3A that you get these type of issues creeping up.
Well, nobody does it better, partner. Seneca Valley, Mount Lebanon, right here. It's the high school game of the week. Brought to you by Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Dan Zangrilli, Johnny Lee, Robert Mangino on the field, and Cale Berger, a great team. We're proud of the job you guys are doing each and every Friday. So, Dan, have fun, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Larry, appreciate you. Thanks so much. Be good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.